This is Wade Bransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In a dispute over land ownership in South Africa between black townships and white African farmers, part of the issue is that 80% of the farms, for example, in the Stellenbosch region, sit on public land, many with 50-year leases that local authorities signed with white farmers in the early 1990s, right before the end of apartheid, in exchange for private investments in water infrastructure. International survey of 41,000 people conducted for the Woodrow Wilson National Fellowship Foundation, only 4 in 10 people could demonstrate a grasp of the basic principles of government. Only in Vermont did a majority of respondents pass at 53%. Dead last was Louisiana, with only 27% getting a passing grade. Potential presidential candidate as a Democrat or third-party independent spoiler, Howard Schultz, billionaire ex-CEO of Starbucks in 2018, was paid $76,746,000 in stock options, vested stock, and retirement income. Louisiana drivers with car insurance policies paid $3,111 a year on average for 12-month coverage in 2018, the highest rate in the country. The Ethics Board in Louisiana has finally allowed women candidates to include child care as a campaign expense. The Kepler Space Telescope, launched in 2009, found that there are more planets than there are stars, and at least a quarter are Earth-sized planets in their star's so-called habitable zone, where conditions are neither too hot nor too cold for life. With a minimum of 100 billion stars in the Milky Way, that means there are at least 25 billion places where life could conceivably take hold in our galaxy alone, and our galaxy is one among trillions. Tax giveaways are in the crosshairs around the country after the Amazon fiasco in New York City. In New Orleans, city officials and the assessor are challenging 2 nonprofit exemption scams, one to build a hotel near the convention center and the other by the World War II Museum to build a hotel next to their facility. Center for American Women in Politics counts 47 widows elected or appointed to Congress in their husband's place. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Movement Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.